This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Recognizing emotional avoidance disguised as productivity. When staying busy becomes a way to avoid what you actually feel. In short, emotional avoidance disguised as productivity is not a character flaw. It is a failure of self-awareness so common that most professionals never name it. You can stay genuinely busy and still be running from something. The cost is not just personal. It damages decisions, relationships, and trust. You cannot fix what you cannot see. Definition: emotional avoidance productivity is the pattern where a person uses tasks, deadlines, and business to sidestep uncomfortable emotions rather than acknowledge them. Self-awareness is the capacity to notice this happening in yourself in real time, before the avoidance causes damage. I once watched a senior manager spend an entire afternoon reorganizing her inbox while a difficult conversation with her deputy sat and touched on her calendar. She was not lazy. She was not even aware of what she was doing. That inbox was spotless, and the relationship with her deputy was quietly falling apart. That moment taught me more about emotional avoidance than any definition ever could. Self-awareness is the thing that allows you to catch yourself mid-avoidance. Without it, you're just a very productive person heading for a collision you did not see coming. What to watch for before you read these scenarios? Before I walk you through these examples, I want to give you a frame. These are not stories about obvious breakdown or dramatic conflict. Emotional avoidance disguised as productivity rarely looks like a crisis. It looks like competence. Watch for three things in each scenario: what the person is doing, what they are not doing, and what they tell themselves about the difference. That gap between action and awareness is where self-awareness either saves you or fails you. Five scenarios where emotional avoidance hid behind real work. Example 1. The manager who prepared for everything except the conversation. A project manager led a team of 8 on a product launch with a tight deadline. 3 weeks before delivery, a conflict surfaced between 2 senior members of the team. The tension was affecting morale, and everyone could feel it. The project manager responded by scheduling daily status meetings. She created detailed tracking spreadsheets. She sent long written updates to every stakeholder. She was, by any external measure, doing her job with great care. The conflict between the 2 team members was never addressed directly. Not once. When the launch landed late, the postmortem identified communication breakdown as the primary cause. Here is what I notice about this. She was not avoiding work. She was doing enormous amounts of it. What she was avoiding was the anxiety of a direct, human confrontation. Every spreadsheet was a substitute for the conversation she dreaded. The productivity was real. The self-awareness was absent. Example 2. The new hire who kept volunteering for tasks. A new hire joined a small consultancy and almost immediately began taking on more work than anyone asked for. Extra research. Unsolicited reports. Voluntary overtime. Colleagues admired his commitment. What no one knew was that he had received early feedback suggesting his interpersonal approach came across as abrasive. Rather than sitting with that, thinking about it, or asking for more clarity, he buried himself in deliverables. If he could prove his value through output, the feedback would stop mattering. 6 months in, his manager gave him the same feedback again. He was stunned. He had worked so hard. And he had. But the work had been, in part, a way to avoid examining something uncomfortable about himself. This is a tender example because his effort was genuine. But self-awareness driven by anxiety rather than intention is not self-awareness at all. It is noise. Example 3. The team that stopped talking. A team of 6 had worked well together for 2 years. Then a restructure brought a new reporting line they had not asked for and did not welcome. Instead of naming their frustration, the team collectively threw themselves into project work. Output increased. Collaboration on deliverables was efficient, but honest conversation essentially stopped. The leader noticed productivity was up. What she missed was that her team had gone quiet in the ways that actually mattered. No pushback in meetings. No questions. No one flagging problems early. The emotional discontent had no place to go, so it went underground. By the time the cracks showed, 2 strong performers had already started looking for other roles. Learning to stay grounded during tense workplace conversations requires first acknowledging that the tension exists. This team had agreed, wordlessly, never to do that. Example 4. The leader whose preparation became a shield. A senior leader I worked with was meticulous in her preparation for every presentation. Hours spent, every question anticipated, every scenario mapped. Her presentations were genuinely excellent, but when I watched her in the room, something was off. The preparation had become so thorough that she had no room for the actual audience. She was delivering a rehearsed performance, not a real exchange. When I pressed her on it, she eventually said this: "If I prepare enough, nobody can catch me off guard." I asked her what being caught off guard actually felt like. She paused for a long time. Then she said, "Like I'm going to fall apart." Her preparation was real skill. It was also armor. The fear underneath it was running the show, and she had not known that until we named it. This much I know for certain: the skill and the avoidance can live in exactly the same behavior. That is what makes this so hard to see. If you recognize this pattern in yourself, understanding how leaders regulate emotion without losing authority is a useful next step. Example 5. The director who burned out without warning. A director at a mid-sized organization was known for his output. Long hours, fast turnaround, always available. Colleagues marveled at his stamina. What they could not see was that his pace was driven by something underneath. He had been passed over for a promotion 8 months earlier. He had told himself he was fine with it. He had told his manager he was fine with it. He had immediately thrown himself back into his work with even greater intensity. He had not processed the disappointment. He had not given himself permission to feel it. He had converted it entirely into activity. When he eventually hit a wall, it came without warning. Missed deadlines. Errors that would never have happened before. Difficulty concentrating. He described it as running out of fuel with no idea the tank was empty. That is exactly what extended emotional avoidance disguised as productivity feels like from the inside. Developing a strong leadership voice is not possible when the emotion driving your behavior is invisible to you. This director's story is the clearest example in this collection of what the absence of self-awareness actually costs. The thread running through all five stories. Looking at these five scenarios together, something specific emerges. In every case, the person found a way to convert an uncomfortable feeling into an acceptable activity. Anxiety became preparation. Disappointment became workload. Dread became administration. The emotion found a productive costume, and nobody questioned it. The second pattern is that the cost was always relational or cumulative, never immediate. Nobody crashed on day one. The damage built quietly, over weeks or months, underneath the convincing surface of effort. The third thing worth naming: not one of these people was trying to deceive anyone. They were deceiving themselves, and they did not know it. That is the nature of self-awareness when it is absent. It does not announce itself. Understanding how the confidence-competence loop works helps explain why some people develop this kind of self-knowledge earlier than others. It is not a gift. It is a practice. How to recognize emotional avoidance productivity in your own behavior. The question I get asked most often is, how do I know if I'm doing this? The honest answer is that it is genuinely difficult to see from the inside. But there are signals. Your task list expands specifically when something emotionally difficult is pending. You feel more comfortable in action than in reflection. You get irritable when someone slows you down, not because the work matters, but because the work is keeping something at bay. You arrive at the end of a productive day feeling oddly hollow. One method that helps is to pause before you pick up the next task and ask, what am I not doing right now? And what does not doing it feel like? If there is something underneath the question, sit with it for a moment before you open the next document. If you tend to become defensive when feedback creates that kind of discomfort, the core framework for staying calm during feedback is worth studying. It gives you a concrete method for staying present rather than reaching for the nearest task. The same principle applies to difficult conversations. If you find yourself suddenly very busy in the hours before a tense exchange, the core framework for managing tense conversations can help you prepare for presence rather than prepare for escape. Understanding how managers handle workplace tension differently comes down to exactly this. Some people have built the habit of noticing their own discomfort before it drives their choices. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Frequently asked questions. What is emotional avoidance productivity? Emotional avoidance productivity is when you fill your schedule with tasks and activities specifically to avoid feeling or confronting an uncomfortable emotion. It looks like hard work on the outside, but functions as a defense against self-awareness on the inside. The productivity is real. The motivation behind it is evasion. How do you know if you're avoiding emotions through work? The clearest sign is that your business spikes exactly when something emotionally difficult is happening. You find tasks that feel urgent precisely when a hard conversation looms. If your productivity is driven by dread or discomfort rather than genuine priority, emotional avoidance is likely at work. Why does emotional avoidance disguise itself as productivity? Because productivity is socially rewarded and business is praised. Nobody questions someone who is working hard. That social cover makes emotional avoidance through work particularly easy to sustain without noticing it. The disguise is so convincing that the person doing it often does not see it themselves. What does emotional avoidance cost you at work? Avoided emotions do not disappear. They surface later as poor decisions, damaged relationships, or sudden outbursts in the wrong moment. Self-awareness that is consistently bypassed through business leaves you reactive rather than intentional, and over time it erodes trust with the people who rely on you. How can self-awareness help break the pattern of emotional avoidance? Self-awareness gives you pause between the uncomfortable feeling and the impulse to fill your schedule. When you can name what you're feeling and why, you stop reacting automatically. That gap is where better choices lie. Without it, the avoidance cycle simply repeats under a different label. Can emotional avoidance to productivity lead to burnout? Yes, and it is one of the more overlooked paths to burnout. When you use work to suppress emotion rather than process it, you never actually recover. The emotional load accumulates beneath the surface. Eventually, the workload that once numbed the feeling stops working, and what is left is exhaustion without a clear cause. Recognizing emotional avoidance productivity in yourself is not a comfortable moment, but it is the moment self-awareness becomes real. Not a concept you admire in other people, but a practice you can actually apply to your own life. That recognition, however uncomfortable, is where things can finally change. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling books they write every time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.